Thank you for tuning in. I have something extra special right now that I am super excited about. Mr. Bob Gifford is here, and he is one of the most fabulous flutists, flautists, flute artists you'll ever want to meet. And he is giving a recital very soon with another dear friend of mine, Cynthia Perry McRae. Cynthia's not with us today in the studios, but Bob is here. And Bob, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come see me.
Thank you, Beth. It's great to see you.
Well, I am just ultra thrilled about this recital, which is being given as a gift to the community at Trinity United Methodist Church coming up Monday, October 30th at 7 p.m. And, of course, Trinity is at 607 Airport Road in Huntsville. And I just want to say there's an element of surprise in this recital. When I got the card in the mail inviting me, and, of course, everyone is invited to come. It's a beautiful Halloween time treat. You won't get a better Halloween treat in your little pumpkin this year than this gorgeous, gorgeous recital. I happen to know that Bob and Cynthia are two of the most fabulous musicians you'd ever want to meet. But there's a little bit of surprise going on here because, Bob, if you'll tell me the story of how this recital happened, it's very interesting.
Well, I had not played for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Thought I was kind of done. Thought, well, and that was fine. And about 6 or 8 months ago, I picked it up and went, And it kind of sounded better than the best day I'd ever had. And I got in shape, and I went, oh, okay. So looking for an accompanist and called several people. They were all busy, and one thing or another, understandably.
Right.
And I ran into my wonderful friend, one of the world's greatest ever piano teachers, Frances Schwimmer, here in Huntsville.
She has taught many fine pianists, many, many, many.
And we were talking, and I was saying, well, I can find a collaborator. So she said, well, I know this. I have a good friend. She's just retired at Montevallo, was piano professor there. And I think you would hit it off wonderfully with her musically and personally. And so I called her that afternoon, and it turns out we have many, many friends because for her undergrad school, she went to Tuscaloosa, University of Alabama.
Yes.
And including you.
With me.
Knew her. So
yes,
everybody went, well, why didn't we think of this before? So we got together. She came up to Huntsville, and I had driven back from Atlanta that day. I was there on some real estate business, and just as she arrived, we had a power failure. But you know what? You don't need that with a flute and a piano.
There you go.
So Mark put up flashlights and some candles, and we just had a great time. We hit it off, and so we decided to do a recital or two. So here we are.
That is amazing. So if you can play in the dark with someone, you know that you really are compatible as musicians. If you can play with flashlights in the dark, that's absolutely fabulous. My guest is Bob Gifford. He'll be playing a flute recital with pianist Cynthia Perry McRae on Monday, the 30th of October, starting at 7 p.m. at Trinity United Methodist Church. And everyone is invited. This is going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous recital. Bob, which part of the church are y'all playing? In the sanctuary or where?
We're playing in that gorgeous main sanctuary, which has pretty much the best acoustics you're going to find in Huntsville, especially for this type of chamber music. The Huntsville Chamber Music Guild performs there all the time.
Yes, beautiful place.
Yeah, we're very, very fortunate with their generosity.
Well, that's going to be lovely. Tell me what is on the program. What are you going to start with?
Well, there are a couple of large pieces and a couple of small ones. Mm-hmm. The two large pieces are, Czerny, which most people know from all the piano exercises, and was, of course, also a composer, and he wrote a duo for flute and piano. It's really kind of a piano concerto with flute accompaniment. And lets Cynthia shine, as she's so capable of doing.
Yes, lovely.
And the other larger piece is The Flute of Pan by a French composer, Mouquet. And the title sort of speaks for it. It takes you through different scenes. It's very picture-making music.
Mm-hmm.
So you can conjure up scenes of pastoral countryside and so forth as the flute goes through all of its various aspects.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, this is going to be lovely. Now, those are the two larger pieces, right?
Yes.
And some other works that you have on the program?
We have a piece called Offertoire, and that is like a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it'll come across that way, very quiet. And then one other sprightly piece that's just an allegretto. Most of these are from the Romantic era. We're skipping all the Bach and all the standard things this time. And I feel like this is going to be just really, really entertaining.
Hmm. It sounds like it's going to be a beautiful recital, and I happen to know for a fact that it will be. I used to work with Cynthia long, long ago. She was one of my accompanists back in the halls, the hallowed halls of U of A Music School about a million years ago. And she's just the most sensitive accompanist that you will ever find. She thinks of everything in a piano piece. She just has layers and layers of thought going on in the piano piece. She covers everything, doesn't miss a note, and also has this beautiful musical imagination. I'm sure that you found this when you were working with her to begin with.
Well, yes, and she's brought me into the technological age, too. Mm-hmm. I'm playing from an iPad.
Wow.
With a little Bluetooth device for page turning.
Oh, how wonderful.
That she helped me set up and watch out for this kind of thing. So I'm going to have the music along just in case. But lighting is always a problem.
Right.
When you're performing, the light's on you and not on the music. So I am really looking forward to trying this out.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. Bob, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about this recital or maybe any future plans that you have for something that you're cooking up?
Well, possibly at UAH. So it's a little bit of a problem with the distance.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Montebello. But I think you'll hear more from us.
Definitely. Good.
And I would like to say I'm certainly not going to make a political statement. That's, of course, not what this is about.
Right.
But with the current situation we have, however you feel about that situation individually, I think that participating with your listening in events like this is very much part of the solution for what we're facing.
Right.
That if more people had clarinets and violas, maybe than some of the other instruments they brandish and use today,
mm-hmm.
we'd be a lot better off. So I want to thank everyone in advance for participating with their presence and their listening.
And, of course, if more people did have clarinets and violas, then we would have possibly less sax and violins, of course. I'm just kidding. I had to do that.
I won't tell a saxophone joke, but I have a couple of really good ones, but I'll stop.
Well, the point being that these are two amazing artists that you'll get to hear, and everyone is welcome to be there at Trinity Church on Monday, October 30th at 7 p.m. It's going to be an absolutely beautiful recital done by two consummate artists and just well worth your time. Definitely something to put on your calendar. Bob, I want to thank you and Cynthia for doing this and getting this ready for us. And I want to thank you for talking with me today.
You are welcome. Thank you, Beth. Great to see you.
Great to see you as always. Bob Gifford, again in recital Monday, October 30th at 7 p.m. with lovely pianist Cynthia Perry McRae. This will be at Trinity United Methodist Church in the Sanctuary at 607 Airport Road in Huntsville.